Your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, FM 101, AM 1490.
You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. It's Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream tonight is brought to you by SFCU. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show here for high school girls basketball tonight. We are in Norwich as it's the Purple Tornado, the girls hosting Oneonta. This is a great rivalry game. We've tried to do this the last couple of years when these two teams have met, and wanted to make sure I was here tonight. I think this could be a very, very good game. Want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show, of course. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and set the scene for you. Always fun when these two teams get together. Two great coaches, Josh Bennett for Norwich and Matt Miller for Oneonta. So we're set to have a good one here tonight. So we'll take a quick break and be right back. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal and recycling needs. Hi, this is Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery. We offer affordable weekly, residential, and commercial trash pickup in the Tri-County area, and all customers receive garbage totes and recycling bins at no charge. We have all size roll-off containers for construction debris and household cleanouts, and our transfer station accepts trash, appliances, tires, and furniture. Waste Recovery is located on Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7, or call us at 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And hey, welcome back, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDL. A big thank you to our in-game producer, Jim Tomeo, back in our Sydney Main Street studios. It's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show here tonight. Of course, Butler has two lots, a huge selection. Their two lots are in Sydney. One's across from the Price Chopper Plaza. The other is on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. And then the other one is across from Price Chopper on Delaware Avenue. See, Butler just has so much you get confused sometimes. That's how it goes. So we're back in Norwich tonight. I was here for the boys' game last week when they took on Cooperstown, and I'm here for the girls' game tonight as it's Oneonta in town to take on Norwich. And, you know, I was thinking today, you know, I've done, one Oneonta game. I've done two Norwich games now, but Sydney hasn't played a game yet. We're based in Sydney. We were supposed to do the Sydney boys in Unitego last night. That got postponed with some of that bad weather that we had. I will be there tomorrow. That's a 6:45 tip, the Sydney boys hosting Unitego. So we will get a Sydney game in. Looking forward to that. They just haven't played a game yet. So it's been very interesting to see what schools are able to get on the schedule, because there was no kind of master scheduling. It was just a free-for-all. Schools were calling each other, hey, do you want to play? Hey, do you want to play? So dates and back-to-backs, I mean, we're seeing a lot of different things here over the last couple of weeks. And really, the season will be over by March 6th, March 7th, and we'll be on to football and soccer and field hockey, and I am going to be freezing my butt off outside, but we'll be bringing you the games. I can promise you that. That's for sure. Oneonta, we just saw on Sunday. We were in Unitigo. The Oneonta girls pulled away for a 46-26 victory over Unitigo. The Spartans were just ice cold in the second half, unfortunately. The day earlier, Unitigo had beaten Oneonta 42-41. So that was a fun game and a fun weekend for both of those teams. Norwich, though, the girls have just been lights out, red hot. They hit 18 three-pointers in a victory over Green the other night, and they really have not been challenged yet. Big victories over Cooperstown, over Green, over Shenango Valley. They have just been, or Shenango Forest, excuse me, they have been just rolling the last couple of weeks, and they are just doing it with their signature things that they like to do, their pressure. They love to press you. They don't have a lot of size, but they love to throw their speed and their athletes at you. I mean, when you look at the list of athletes that they can throw at you in that press, from Abby Hansen, Sid Coggins, Emily Evans, Margaret Dewar, Jordan Hess, Mackenzie Hess, they have all been phenomenal to start this season. So I think the big key tonight will, and as always when these two meet up, how will Oneonta handle the pressure that Norwich is going to throw at you? I know I talked to Coach Miller quite a bit, and he is constantly saying we have to prepare for that pressure. Our girls have to make good decisions, because otherwise you can blink, and in the blink of an eye you can be behind, because Norwich gets those easy steals and those easy layups, and all of a sudden you're in a 10-point hole. And I know there's no crowd here tonight, but when you're on the road, you're in a tough place to play like Norwich here. That can get very difficult if you get down. All right, we're going to pause for the national anthem. When we come back, it will be the Norwich girls hosting Oneonta. It's our Butler Auto tip-off show here tonight. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned. We have a great game coming up here tonight on WCDO.
This is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. For over 15 years, we've been improving the indoor air quality of people's homes. When you have your air ducts cleaned by our professional truck-mounted vacuum system, you create a cleaner living environment, reduce allergens and irritants, remove unpleasant smells and odors, and improve the airflow efficiency of your furnace. Plus, air duct cleaning will reduce dust in your home, and our disinfectants kill mold, mildew, and viruses. Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887. That's 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Franklin Railroad and Community Museum is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devils basketball on WCDO. Located on Main Street in Franklin, the museum is open the last Sunday of each month from 1 to 5 p.m. or by appointment. Come take a tour of the semi-restored Warwick Railroad car that was built in 1886. You can also browse through various Franklin artifacts, scrapbooks, and yearbooks. Take a trip back in time at the Franklin Railroad and Community Museum. Good luck, Franklin basketball, from your friends at the Franklin Railroad and Community Museum.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Oneonta and Norwich here tonight. Let's get you the starting lineups first for Norwich and head coach Josh Bennett. They will start with senior number 3, Abby Hansen. They have senior number 5, Sid Coggins, junior number 10, Emily Evans, junior number 13, Margaret Dewar, and junior number 24, Mackenzie Hess. On the other side for Oneonta and head coach Matt Miller, they have senior number 1, Mackie Caton, junior number 2, Ange McGraw, senior number 3, Annika Buzzy, senior number 10, Hannah Johnson, and senior number 33, Ava Eichler. All right, so we are set to go here. Norwich is in the home white uniforms with the purple trim. Says Norwich in purple lettering across the front of the uniform. Has that tornado logo on the side of the shorts as well. For the jackets, they are in the royal blue road uniforms. The white and the gold trim says jackets in white lettering across the front of the chest. Has that yellow jackets logo and OHS on the side of the short as well. We're going to jump it up, and Ava Eichler will win the opening tip. Oneonta goes right to left to start things off. And here is Oneonta with the basketball, and Hannah Johnson goes to the high post for Buzzy. Buzzy will skip one to the left side for McGraw, finds Caton inside for Buzzy. Turnaround shot won't go. Rebound for Mackie Caton, and we'll have a traveling violation on Caton as she was right on that end line. 15 seconds gone, scoreless, and Norwich will get the ball for their first possession of the night here. They have just been shooting it lights out from three-point land. We'll see what happens here tonight. Jackets playing a little 2-3 zone, extending it up, trying to take away that three-point shot. Here's Sid Coggins on the left side again. Norwich going left to right. Here's Emily Evans with a floater in the lane. No good. Rebound. Long pass ahead. They're looking for Eichler. It rolls out of bounds. Was too far ahead of her, and the ball will go back to Norwich with 7:25 to go in the first quarter. I'm Nate Lowell. Appreciate you joining us for our Butler Auto tip-off show a little bit earlier tonight as we set the scene for Norwich and Oneonta girls live here tonight at Norwich High School. Mackenzie Hess at the top of the key. Bounce pass to the left side for Coggins. Good ball movement into the corner for Evans. Three ball, too long. It's an air ball. And the rebound for Mackie Caton in the backcourt here. And she'll just get it over the line for Hannah Johnson. Ahead now for Ange McGraw. They beat the press. And there it is. A good job done there by Oneonta. And it's a 2-0 lead for the Jackets over Norwich. These two teams played three times last year. Oneonta won in the regular season two times. And the Norwich returned the favor in sectionals as they pass it down low here for Emily Evans, and she gets her first bucket of the game to tie it up at 2 apiece. 6:40 to go in the first. Eichler's going to try a home run pass over the top of the defense, sails out of bounds, and will go back to Norwich. So, but all those games last year, the first one was close for a majority of the game, and then Oneonta pulled away. The other two came right down to the final horn last year. So I'm expecting a very, hopefully, tight game here tonight. I think it's all going to depend on how Oneonta handles the pressure of Norwich. Norwich throws it away through the hands of Coggins here. She was deep in the right wing corner, slipped through her hands and out of bounds, so Oneonta will get it back. And they'll go to Ange McGraw in the backcourt. She'll float one across midcourt to Buzzy. They beat the press nicely that time once again. They bounce pass it to midcourt for McGraw, knocked away by Coggins. There's those active hands that we talk about. Evans tries to steal it. Oneonta beats it. They go far side for Mackie Caton. Pull-up jumper is good for Mackie Caton. And it's Oneonta 4 and Norwich 2. 2 minutes gone in the first quarter. Quickly back down the floor. Margaret Dewar is fouled here by Mackie Caton. And that's how quickly Norwich can move in transition. Very nicely done there by the Purple Tornado. So just about 2 minutes gone in the first quarter. And Norwich will inbound the basketball on their own baseline here underneath their own bucket. Mackenzie Hess will work it in to Emily Evans. Evans on the left wing side. We'll go back to Margaret Dewars. Step back three, skims this right side of the rim and won't go. And now a rebound for Oneonta. Again, they beat the press. Far ahead here for Ava Eichler. Shot is up and in. And Oneonta leads 6-2. Very well done by the Jackets there. 5:45 to go in the first. Norwich trying to return the favor. They go to Coggins. Right side for three. Too strong. Rebound for Hannah Johnson. And the Jackets are doing it on the boards. 2-on-1 if they can hurry. Eichler ahead for McGraw. Puts it up and in. And McGraw now with 4 points. And Oneonta leads 8-2 with 5.5 to go in the first period. And now a steal by Oneonta. They're pouring it on. Here's Eichler back down the floor. Right-handed layup won't go. McGraw rebound back out. Hannah Johnson for three. Left it short. Buzzy a rebound. Out to Eichler. Another three ball off the back of the rim. And finally, a rebound for Hansen. She's fouled from behind by Mackie Caton. But boy, Oneonta is just throwing it at Norwich here, pushing the pace and doing a very good job on the glass as well. With 5:15 to go in the first quarter. It's Oneonta 8 and Norwich 2. And so the Purple Tornado trying to settle in here on their home floor tonight. Coggins will work one to the far side for Margaret Dewar. To the high post for Hansen. Down low for Evans. Back out for Dewar. Three ball too far. Again off the back of the rim. Caton with another rebound. And Oneonta will pass it to midcourt. They find Eichler. Eichler tries to go over Mackenzie Hess, and it was tipped away there by Hansen. Hansen with the steal and safely back into the hands of the guard, Mackenzie Hess. Hess had 25 the other night in a nice victory over Cooperstown, so that was a good job by Hess. Hess pump fakes, gets into the paint, little up and under off the glass. It's good for Mackenzie Hess. Her first bucket of the game, and it's Oneonta 8 and Norwich 4 with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. McGraw finds Hannah Johnson looking to get across the logo at midcourt. They find Eichler for three. No. Skim the front of the rim. Eichler follows her shot, gets her own rebound, and Oneonta has a fresh shot clock to work with, and they go inside to Buzzy, and a charge is taken here by Emily Evans. Planted her feet and took the contact, and Norwich will get it back. I will say the Purple Tornado just plays scrappy defense. That's what they do. Hansen comes to the bench, and Maddie Morris will check into the game here, the junior wearing number one, and has played some nice minutes in the early part of the season here for Norwich. She's been a good addition to this team. 4:10 to go in the first. It's 8-4. Here's Dewar passing one down low for Evans. Back out, Sid Coggins. Steps back three. No. Evans with a rebound and puts that one up and in. Emily Evans now with 4 points. And again, Oneonta trying to quickly pass it down the floor. It's going to go back to Norwich. The pass was to Julia Johnson, who just checked into the game. She lost control of it for a split second. Emily Evans went diving out of bounds, threw it off of Johnson's leg. And so possession goes back to Norwich with 3:45 to go in this fast-moving first quarter. It's the Oneonta girls leading Norwich 8-6 here tonight on the road. Coggins, right-wing corner, got stripped, but it went to Dewar. She goes up and under and gets the bucket to go. And Margaret Dewar with her first basket of the game, and we're tied at 8 apiece with 3.5 to go in the first. Over the midcourt timeline, McGraw down low, looking for Buzzy. Tried to pass one back up to Johnson, stolen away here by Coggins. And she'll have a breakaway layup, and it's good for Sid Coggins. Her first basket of the game, and it's Norwich 10, Oneonta 8, with 3:15 to go in the first, and Oneonta's going to take a timeout. Fast-moving first quarter, you got to love this action. Again, Norwich girls leading OHS 10-8. We'll be right back on WCDO.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Matt's Auto of Otigo. 988-9264.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
A look at the out-of-town scoreboard, thanks to my good friend Joe Harmer. He must be watching the Oneonta and Norwich boys game. That game is over at OHS. Oneonta boys leading 24-14 in the second quarter over there. back here in Norwich. It's the Norwich girls leading Oneonta 10-8 with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. A shot here from Buzzy, left-handed layup won't go, but she is fouled and will head to the line. So 3:05 to go in the first. Norwich 10, Oneonta 8. And this will be Buzzy stepping up to the line here for Oneonta. First shot for Buzzy, left it short, second one coming. And again, 3:05 to go here in the first. I am getting some word that maybe the feed isn't working here at Norwich tonight. Buzzy's second shot will go. So I'll try to talk to their athletic director. I don't have any control over the video feed, but I'll try to talk to the athletic director, see what I can find out here when I have a minute. Shot inside for Margaret Dewar, and she gets that shot in the paint, gets it to go, and then a steal by Maddie Morris here of Norwich. Went up for the layup off that press and was fouled. Did not get the bucket, but will head to the line. So with 2:54 to go in the first, it's Norwich 12, Oneonta 9, and here is Maddie Morris heading to the line. So Coggins is going to go to the bench, and Hansen will come back in here for Norwich. This has been a great game so far. Oneonta breaking the press pretty nicely, but just a couple of mistakes, and Norwich has been able to capitalize. They're just so scrappy on that press. They're always going. First foul shot for Morris is good. Second one coming at the line with 2:54 to go in the first, and her shot is good. And so that makes it Norwich 14, Oneonta 9, with 2:55 to go in the first quarter. Here's McGraw in the backcourt. Here comes that pressure. They're swarming all over, but Oneonta does a nice job to break it. Johnson finds Buzzy in the left-wing corner. Again, the Jackets going right to left, and they're in their own offensive end of the floor. Mackenzie Hess is just hounding on Buzzy. They dump it off for Hannah Johnson. A three from the left side, bounced off the front of the rim. It won't go, and a rebound here for Maddie Morris at midcourt. Takes it the length of the floor and is fouled by Hannah Johnson, who was hustling back for OHS, and Morris is going to go right back to the line. So 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Again, Norwich 14, Oneonta 9. Norwich goes to the bench, and Cameron Van Houten will come in for Emily Evans. And this is the other thing that Norwich likes to do. They can play 8, 9, 10 deep and just keep rotating those subs. That allows them to keep that pressure up on that press. You get tired, you come out, you get a breather, you come right back in. There's another example. Mackenzie Hess to the bench, Coggins right back in. Morris to the line, first shot in and out. So again, 2.5 to go in the first. Norwich 14 and Oneonta 9. And so Morris will step up for her second shot, and it's good. Got the shooter's touch on that one, making it Norwich 15, Oneonta 9. Here comes the pressure again. Coggins with a steal, but it's tapped out of bounds. Will stay with Oneonta. And so again, Hannah Johnson will look to get it in. It's that full court pressure from Norwich. Good job by Oneonta to break it this time. They go across the midcourt timeline. They find Eichler on the right side. Eichler into the paint, up and under, and she was fouled. Might have got away with a little bit of a extra step in the paint. Let's see who the foul is on here for Norwich. Going to be on Van Houten, who just checked into the game. Her first, team second here in the first quarter. Team foul situation, Oneonta with 5, Norwich with 2. Eichler with that smooth-looking release to the line, and it's up and good. I said it on Sunday when we were doing the Oneonta-Unitigo game, but Eichler just has one of the best pure-looking shots and that great release, great spin on the ball. She goes 2 for 2 there, and Eichler has 4 points. So it's Norwich 15, Oneonta 11, with 2:15 to go in the first quarter. Left side of the floor now for Morris. They reverse it to Hansen on the right side. Now back up to Coggins straight away to the high post for Van Houten. Puts it on the floor. Tries to take it to the rack. Knocked away. Johnson a rebound. Ahead for McGraw. Now for Eichler. Eichler to the rim. Won't go. Rebound comes to Yules Johnson. She goes inside. They'll say she traveled. And so the ball back to Norwich. Boy, Oneonta broke that beautifully that time. Eichler did everything but finish the layup. Johnson to the bench. Yulia Johnson, that is, and Emma Peters will come in here for OHS with exactly 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. I'm Nate Lowell. Thanks for joining me tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. To the left side of the floor, here's Maddie Morris for a long three. Died on the front of the rim. Rebound for Buzzy. She is so tough on the interior. Buzzy, outlet pass, finds Eichler. Zips one ahead for McGraw. Baseline drive using that speed, and Ange puts it up and in. McGraw with 6 points, and it's back to a two-point ball game. Norwich 15, Oneonta 13, with 1.5 to go first quarter. Hansen dribble drive, back out. Margaret Dewar, right elbow, jumper, splash. And Margaret Dewar now with 6 points, and it's 17-13. Oneonta breaks the press. Left side for Buzzy. Right-handed spin, back out for Peters. Now to Hannah Johnson, goes to Eichler, step back three, almost had it. That was a great-looking shot, it just wouldn't go. Buzzy a rebound, finds a streaking Eichler in the paint, left-handed layup, won't go, but she's fouled. Great vision there by Buzzy to find a cutting Eichler, who was wide open, and then she got hammered at the last minute by Van Houten, who picks up her second and the team's third. Evans will come back in for Van Houten. Morris to the bench, and Mackenzie Hess steps back in with 105 to go first quarter. Norwich girls leading at home over Oneonta 17-13, and Eichler to the line. First shot for her is good. Eichler now with five. And the second shot coming here for Ava, again with 106 to go in that first quarter. Norwich 17, Oneonta 14. Eichler's second shot is good. She got the shooter's roll that time. Two-point ball game. Again, Tornadoes leading the Jackets 17-15. Goggins to the high post for Hansen. Reverses for Dewar. Back out for Hess. Hess floats one back to Coggins. Right side as Norwich goes left to right. Coggins tried to send a bullet over to Mackenzie Hess. She didn't see it coming. She got screened, and it goes out of bounds. So the ball back to Oneonta with 50 seconds to go first quarter. Here's McGraw to the high post. And now, oh, great pass by Buzzy. Finds a backdoor cut for Eichler. She couldn't finish the layup. And now we'll have a foul on Eichler on the rebound, and so the ball back to Norwich. Again, Oneonta, that's probably the third or fourth time they've just broken that press perfectly and haven't been able to finish on the layup. I've been wondering the last week or so how much of that is due to just rust. I mean, we're in February. Normally this would be sectionals, maybe the end of your season, and teams are still just getting in the rhythm. Some of these girls have not played in many, many months, so you wonder about that sometimes. Emily Evans to the line. That was Eichler's first foul, team's fifth. Evans cannot get the first foul shot to go. Second one coming here for the tough-as-nails Emily Evans. And her second shot won't go. Rebound for Ange McGraw. McGraw with an outlet pass to Buzzy. Down the left side with 40 seconds to go first quarter. Buzzy stops, pops from the left elbow, no good. Evans with the rebound. Outlet pass for Mackenzie Hess. Hess over midcourt, chest pass, finds Dewar, pump fakes on a three, takes it to the rim, floater won't go, rebound for Yulia Johnson, long pass ahead for McGraw, she leaks out, and McGraw back to Johnson now, up and under, layup won't go, but Yules will be heading to the line, Yulia Johnson, with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter, it's Norwich 17, Oneonta 15, and it looks like Oneonta boys are leading Norwich 30-18 with 2.5 to go. In that second quarter, that game's at OHS tonight. First shot for Johnson is up and good. And I am getting some confirmation now that the feed should be all good. So hopefully everybody's able to listen and watch. Hopefully they're close to matching up out there. Johnson, shot at the line, good. So Yules goes 2 for 2. We're tied up at 17 apiece with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. And so far, this is living up to the hype. I am glad I'm allowed to be in the building tonight, that's for sure. Coggins is over the midcourt timeline. Again, Norwich going left to right. Here's Coggins with 13 seconds left. First quarter. Finds Evans down low. Reverse layup for M. Won't go. Rebound for Abby Hansen. Keeping it alive for the Purple Tornado. 5 seconds left. Out for Coggins. Left side three. No. Rebound Buzzy, but that'll do it. First quarter's in the books. We're tied at 17 between the Norwich and Oneonta girls. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream's courtesy of SFCU. I know one family out there is listening tonight on the web stream. Got to give a shout-out to the Sherman family in Cooperstown, joining in for a little Norwich and Oneonta girls basketball. That's what I love is that, you know, whether you're a Unitego fan, a Cooperstown fan, Norwich, Oneonta, you love following all these matchups. And I'll say one thing about all these COVID schedules is we're seeing a lot of matchups that I consider quote-unquote dream matchups because they don't normally happen during the regular season like a Unitego and Norwich that we'll see in a couple of weeks or a Unitego-Oneonta. Makes it a lot of fun, that's for sure. So a shout-out to the Shermans listening tonight up in Coop. We're tied 17-17. Start of the second quarter, Norwich threw that ball away. Coach Bennett not pleased with that. And Oneonta will get it back. Ange McGraw in the backcourt now. And she'll float one up the left wing side as Oneonta goes right to left. They find Peters, now to McGraw, taking it away. Mackenzie Hess lost it at midcourt. Hannah Johnson was able to steal it back and throws a hot pass through everybody. And Yules Johnson couldn't hold on to that. And it'll go back to Norwich with 7:35 to go second quarter. We're tied up at 17 apiece. Left side of the floor now for Hansen. Hansen to Dewar. Good ball movement here by Norwich to the right wing side. Bounce pass for Coggins. Coggins, chest pass back over to the far side. They swing it around the world. They find Margaret Dewar for three. No good. Emily Evans was right there to clean up the mess and deposits it right back in the bucket. And Evans now has 6 points. Norwich leads 19-17. Peters in the backcourt. They'll find Yulia Johnson. Dribbles up in front of the scorer's table. Far side. It was tipped out of bounds by Dewar. And so Oneonta will hold on to it at midcourt. And this is what Norwich does. It's just kind of not a slow, but it doesn't matter. You beat the press one, two, three times. They're just going to keep throwing it at you and making it hard for you. They just never go away with it. And here is Peters, wants a three and hits it. Emma Peters from downtown dials long distance, and Oneonta takes the lead 20-19. Good shot there by Peters with 6:50 to go in the second quarter. Here's Evans in the paint. And they're going to call a slap on the wrist here for Ange McGraw. That's her first and the team's first here in the second quarter. McGraw to the bench, and Eichler will come back in with 6:47 to go second quarter. Oneonta leading 20-19 over Norwich. Great game so far. So Norwich will get it in with Mackenzie Hess. And this one was knocked away by Eichler. And so Coggins will be doing the inbounding duty here for Norwich. With 6:40 to go here in the second quarter. Here is Mackenzie Hess again going left to right for Norwich. Bounce pass into the corner for Margaret Dewar. Back to Hess. Hess looking for options. Good backdoor cut there by Dewar in the short corner, and she buries it. Dewar now with 8 points. And Norwich retakes the lead 21-20 with 6:25 to go in the second quarter. Here is Eichler in the backcourt. Floats one up looking for Buzzy. Buzzy in front of the Norwich bench will get one back to Peters, who is on the Purple Tornado logo at midcourt. Left side for Eichler. Eichler looking to go to the high post and does now for Buzzy. Buzzy back out for Eichler. Thought about a three with 10 on the shot clock. Instead takes it inside. Emily Evans sets the feet again and takes another charge. That's the second charge of the game taken by Emily Evans. That just sums up what she's like as a player. I tell you what, she is tough as nails. We said it before. 6:05 to go in the second quarter. It's Norwich 21. And Oneonta 20. Maddie Morris is going to come back in. Dewar is going to get a quick rest here for the Purple Tornado. Two fouls on Eichler now. She has 6 points for Oneonta. Yeah, let's get a scoring summary here. For Norwich, 8 for Dewar and 6 for Evans to lead the way. On the other side, 6 for McGraw and 6 for Eichler for OHS. Morris feeds one far side for Coggins. Into the corner for Hansen. 3 ball. Got it. Abby Hansen from downtown. Her first basket of the game. With 5:50 to go in the second quarter. And Norwich pumps that lead up to 4 points, 24-20. And Hannah Johnson will be doing the inbounding duties here for Oneonta. The pressure is still coming for Norwich. Here's Johnson in the backcourt. Johnson across midcourt. Bounce pass finding Eichler. Stolen away, though, by Mackenzie Hess. She read that one beautifully. Hess pumps the brakes with 5:40 to go in the second quarter. Norwich leading 24-20. Hess into the corner now for Morris. They'll reverse it. Hess thought about three, didn't pull the trigger. They go to Coggins, the soccer star for Norwich. Pumps one inside for Evans. It won't go. Got her own rebound. Zips one back out for Morris. 3 ball, rattles it in. Maddie Morris now with 6 points. And Norwich balloons this up to a 7-point lead, 27-20, with 5:15 to go in the second quarter. Jules Johnson finds Hannah at midcourt. Hannah Johnson finds Eichler. This would be a big three for Oneana. Air ball, though. Rebound for Peters on the far side. Back out for Hannah Johnson. Takes it to the rim. Won't go. And ball is loose on the floor. Buzzy and Evans getting tied up. Two of the most premier rebounders in the area going head-to-head there. And the jump ball, I think that's what they're going to call this one. Yeah, jump ball is going to keep this with Oneonta. Yeah, so Mackie Caton will be doing the inbounding duties here with 5 minutes to go before halftime. Timeouts taken by Norwich with the Purple Tornado leading the Jackets of Oneonta 27-20. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
5 minutes to go in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lull here tonight on WCDO. Big thanks to Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney Main Street studios. He's our in-game producer, and Jim and I have a busy week ahead. Let's just say that. We're doing games every night the rest of the week, and I think maybe on Saturday, too. And we did one on Sunday last week. We did Oneonta Unitigo, so it's been a busy time for sure. Three ball for Peters for Oneonta, no good. Rebound for Hansen of Norwich, and back up the floor for the Purple Tornado. 4:50 to go, second quarter. Norwich leading 27-20. Evans on the floor looking for a loose ball. She's got it. Finds Morris on the right side. Morris picks it up and goes to the high post now for Emily Evans. Now to Coggins. Feeds one back over to Morris. Right wing corner for three. Got it. Maddie Morris from downtown. Those three balls are starting to heat up for Norwich. They lead by 10, 30-20. Here's Johnson at midcourt. She's double teamed and fouled. Let's see who they got it on. Going to be on Abby Hansen with 4:25 to go in the second quarter. Norwich is going to have a lot back next year. They won't have Abby Hansen back. She's deciding to graduate early, so this is actually her senior year. But besides that, they're going to have some good pieces back again next year for the Norwich Purple Tornado, some underclassmen that are key contributors. To the interior now for Buzzy. Oneonta needs a bucket. Buzzy forces one off a little baby hook with her left hand. No good. Coggins a rebound. Over the left wing side, Coggins finds Dewar. Backdoor pass here for Emily Evans. It was blocked there by Mackie Caton. Ball still alive. Norwich keeps it in. Coggins on the baseline. Back for Dewar. Pull-up jumper. Left it short. Not enough mustard on that one. Rebound loose on the floor. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it there. We'll have a jump ball, and the arrow's going to keep it with Norwich. That was Caton on the floor along with Margaret Dewar, I believe, for Norwich. Stay tuned. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Norwich 30, Oneonta 20. We'll break down the first half, get you a scoring summary. Now a steal on the inbounds by Ange McGraw of Oneonta. Takes it coast to coast, and maybe that's what Oneonta needs to get back in this game. They got to try to keep this manageable before the halftime break over the next 3:45. It's Norwich 30, Oneonta 22. Hess to the high post, finds Dewar. Pump fakes at the left elbow, takes it inside, splash. And the first player into double figures tonight is Margaret Dewar of Norwich, making it 32-22. Steal now by Coggins on the press. Sliding on the floor. What are they going to call here? Was she out of bounds? Ah, travel. What I've always found interesting, you know, the last couple of years, these volleyball knee pads have come into style for basketball players, especially on the girls' side. A lot of the Norwich girls wear them. I think they're the girls that actually need them because on this press, they're sliding all over the place on the floor, diving for balls. So for most players, I think it's a look, but for Norwich, it's a necessity. Oneonta breaks the press, and Caton finds Buzzy on the back door. She hits the layup and is fouled. Big play there for Oneonta. Buzzy now with 3 points, and Buzzy will step in to go for the old-fashioned three-point play. 3:20 to go in the second quarter, Norwich 32. Oneonta 25 now after Buzzy gets that shot to go. Again, one of the best rebounders in the entire area in Annika Buzzy. And here is Hansen. Goes down low on the left baseline for Evans. Works one back up for Mackenzie Hess. And now a steal again by Ange McGraw. Quick hands. McGraw down the floor. Pull-up jumper. No. Rebound for McGraw. Puts it up and in. McGraw with 10 points. Norwich has seen enough. Coach Bennett says, let's take a timeout. 3:03 to go in the second quarter. The Jackets are stinging their way back into this game. It's Norwich 32, Oneonta 27. We'll be back in just a minute here on CDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more, Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 8 to 1.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
3:03 to go in the second quarter. Norwich 32, Oneonta 27. It's been a great game so far. Kind of been a game of runs. Norwich will go on a run. Oneonta goes on a run. And this has been big. If the Jackets can hang on for the next 3 minutes, keep this manageable going into the halftime break, they got to feel pretty good, I would say. But will Norwich make a run of their own? They pass one down low for Evans. She was blocked from behind there by Mackie Caton, who's been playing some great defense. Pass ahead now. Knocked out of bounds by Hess. No, she just was able to keep it in, but it went back to Oneonta, so they'll keep it. Buzzy down low to McGraw. Finds Eichler in the corner. No. Swatted away by guess who? Emily Evans. Boy, both these teams are just hustling here tonight. You got to love that. 2:40 to go in the second quarter. Norwich 32, Oneonta 27. Jackets will get it in. Buzzy on the baseline. And this one is overthrown to McGraw into the backcourt for Peters. We'll have an over and back, and Norwich will get the ball back. That's tough. When you play Norwich, you just can't have very many of those mistakes like that, those silly mistakes, because they're going to turn you over enough as it is, so you have to kind of limit those other things. And so McGraw is going to come get a rest. Hannah Johnson will come back in. And so Norwich will inbound the basketball. Again, they're in the home white uniforms, the purple trim. They're going left to right. Oneonta's in the blue with the gold and white trim. Here's Hanson, a three left side. No good. Mackie Caton sweeps up a rebound for the Jackets. Ahead for Buzzy. Crosses midcourt. Buzzy, bounce pass, knocked away there by Emily Evans and out of bounds, but it will stay with the Jackets. There are just no easy buckets against either of these teams. Both very good defensively. 2:20 to go in the second. Hannah Johnson will be doing the inbounding duties for the Jackets. Finds Eichler right side. Eichler to Peters. Steps back for three. Got it. And Emma Peters with her second three ball of the game makes it 32-30. And Oneonta has climbed out of a 10-point deficit hole. Very nice job. Ball loose at midcourt. We're going to have a jump ball. Arrow's going to give it back to the Jackets with 2:03 to go in the second quarter. Huge three ball there by Emma Peters. She has 6 points on two threes. And just from the looks of things, I don't think Oneonta was, Norwich was expecting that, because they've kind of left her open on the rotation a couple of times. I don't think they'll be doing that again. Here's Buzzy, steps back, shot from the foul line, hit the right side of the rim, won't go. Rebound for Norwich. They're looking to run. 1:50 to go in the second quarter. Here's Sid Coggins in the corner, off the back of the rim. Dewar chases down a rebound, comes back to Coggins, steps in, fires up another three, again too strong. Mackie Caton with a rebound, outlet pass to Hannah Johnson. Two good shots there for Coggins, they just wouldn't go. Johnson in transition, her layup is off the mark. A rebound for Hanson, outlet pass for Hess. With 1:25 to go in the second quarter, and Norwich leading Oneonta 32-30. Here's Hess in the corner for three, too strong. And a rebound for Oneonta. Long pass ahead for Eichler, and she misses the right-handed layup. And Coach Miller, frustrated on that one. They did everything again there but finish, and now a foul as Hess comes streaking back down the floor, went for the right-handed layup, and was fouled. This one will be, it looks like it's going to be on Peters, her first, team's third. 1:07 to go in the second, and it's Norwich 32, Oneonta 30. Again, Eichler was right there, leaked out, and Oneonta's done that beautifully tonight, throwing that home run pass. And they just couldn't connect. So here is Hess at the line. First shot, left it short. Hess kind of came up off the floor, shaking her wrist a little bit there. We'll hope that McKenzie's okay. With 1:07 to go in the second quarter. Hess steps in, and this one is too strong. Rebound for Mackie Caton. Ball loose, though. Caton threw it away, but then manages to get it back somehow. Moves her way to midcourt. Zips one down the floor. Knocked out of bounds by Sid Coggins. Coggins, of course, a Norwich soccer star here, will be going on to play in college as well. 1 minute to go in the second quarter. I got to wonder, would she rather play more basketball, or is she excited about the upcoming soccer season that we'll be playing in just a couple of weeks? 50 seconds to go in the second quarter. Here's Caton on the baseline. A little reverse layup. Won't go. Got her own rebound. Now she gets tied up, and the jump ball will give this one back to Norwich this time with 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. Norwich girls leading Oneonta 32-30. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us tonight here on WCDO and online at WCDOsports.com. Don't forget the game audio archive is there. You can go back and listen to any game we've done in the past. That's all courtesy of SFCU. Right side of the floor for Mackenzie Hess, and now to Sid Coggins on the baseline. Goes to Emily Evans. Evans, bounce pass, actually a chest pass out to Maddie Morris. Left it on the front of the rim. Evans with a rebound, up and in. Evans now with 8 points. And a timeout is taken with 22 seconds to go in the second quarter by Norwich. Purple Tornado leading Oneonta 34-30 here in this girls' matchup. We'll be right back on CDO.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Out of the timeout, 22 seconds to go before the halftime break. Norwich girls leading 34-30. What can the Jackets do on this possession? This could be big. We're down to 13 seconds left. Here's Hannah Johnson. Oneonta going right to left. They work it into the corner for Eichler. Back out for Mackie Caton. 5 seconds left. Caton tried to go back to Buzzy. It's loose. Ball is on the floor. We're going to have a jump ball with less than 1 second left. Arrow will keep it with Oneonta. They're pretty much just going to have to inbounds, toss, and pray that the officials say they got it off. So Coach Bennett saying no fouls here. Mackie Caton will look to get it in. Caton will get it to Hannah Johnson for three, no good. And that is our halftime score. Norwich 34, Oneonta 30 here in this girls basketball matchup tonight at Norwich High School. We'll be back in just a few minutes with our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. This game is living up to the hype as it usually does so far here tonight. Can't wait to see what the second half brings. Again, Norwich 34, Oneonta 30. We'll be back with the Mirabito Energy Products halftime report in just a minute on WCDO.
This year, switch to Mirabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Mirabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Mirabito, where our people make energy different.
Halftime score here in Norwich. It's the Norwich Purple Tornado girls leading Oneonta 34-30 at the break. Should be a great second half ahead. Here is our scoring summary in the first half. First for Norwich, 10 points for Margaret Dewar, 9 for Maddie Morris, 8 for Emily Evans, 3 for Abby Hansen, and then 2 apiece for Sid Coggins and Mackenzie Hess. So pretty good for Norwich. I mean, Hess and Coggins usually fill it up pretty good, and even though they are a little bit lower on the score sheet here so far in the first half, Dewar stepping up with 10, Maddie Morris with those two threes, that was huge for Norwich. And you know Coggins, Hansen, Hess, they're all going to get it going. So Norwich with a bright second half ahead, I am sure. On the other side for Oneonta, 10 points for Ange McGraw. She was spectacular on defense, too. A couple of key steals and some breakaway layups that got Oneonta back in this game when they were down by 10. Ava Eichler with 6 points. Emma Peters with 6 points. 4 for Annika Buzzy, and then 2 for Yulia Johnson and Mackie Caton. Great team effort so far here tonight from the Jackets, and they've handled the press pretty well. A couple of turnovers, that's to be expected, but for the most part, I've really liked their game plan of trying to move the ball quickly, get it up the floor. I don't want to call it cherry picking, but when they can leak somebody, they've been doing that, and boy, it worked out really, really well. In fact, I think Oneonta was up 8-2 early in that first quarter before Norwich chipped back. So that goes back to what we were saying before. It's been a game of runs, and I expect the second half to go exactly the same way. It reminds me so much of the games that these two teams played last year, just back and forth, and it can really come down to who has the ball last, who makes the better decisions in the last 2 or 3 minutes of the fourth quarter. So just always fun when these two teams get together, that's for sure. Some other games happening tonight. There was a lot on the schedule because some games got postponed yesterday because of the weather, and I know that's kind of making everybody moan and groan a little bit, because when you only have a short season and you have a game or a night canceled by weather, that certainly makes things hard. I do have some final scores to pass along from games that already happened tonight. Unitego girls were on the road taking on Edmiston out of the Tri-Valley, and Unitego won 70-33. McPerry with 25 points, Morgan Perry with 11, Maddie Wilsey had 9, Kylie Musaw had 8, and Jenna Faulkner had 7 for the Spartans. Logan Lund had 15 points for Edmiston. And so that game happened earlier tonight. Also, the Downsville girls pulled away from Davenport 50-20, and Olivia Brunner had 31 points tonight for Downsville. Carrie Young had 12 points and 16 rebounds. Jenna Lubers had 9 points for Davenport in that game. And we do have a score check for all you Oneonta Norwich fans. On the boys' side, end of the third over in Oneonta, it's the Jackets leading the Purple Tornado 40-29, and both of those teams have been playing pretty well throughout this short season. So the Oneonta boys, again, leading Norwich 40-29 as they start the fourth quarter at the Hive tonight over at OHS. So that's a quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard. I also know that the Franklin girls defeated Walton earlier tonight 58-54. Franklin was down 20-2 in that game. It came all the way back. They win by 4, and Kayla Campbell does it again, 46 points for Franklin. She had 44 the other night against GMU. She's been spectacular. I'm looking forward to later in the week. I'll be at Franklin on Thursday when the Delhi girls come to town. That game will be at 6:30. That's going to be great. And again, just to look at my schedule the rest of the week, Unitego boys at Sydney tomorrow. I'll be doing that game at 6:45. I'll be at Gilbert's Home on Upton on Friday. Edmiston boys are at GMU on Friday. And then on Saturday, I'm going to be back here. I don't know yet if I'm going to be on the radio or not. I'll let you know soon. Delhi girls are at Norwich for a 6 p.m. tip on Saturday night. So going to be a busy week ahead, that's for sure. That's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Again, at Marabito, serving the community since 1927. We'll take a break. Third quarter coming up. Norwich girls lead Oneonta at the break here at Norwich High School, 34-30. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. For over 40 years, RC has provided fast, friendly towing and wrecker service. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. Keep that number handy in your phone or glove box. 563-9299.
Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devil Basketball on WCDO. Located in downtown Franklin, Matthew Campbell Insurance is a hometown insurance agency you can trust. Offering a full line of insurance options from Prudential, you know you'll get the best coverage at the lowest price. Matthew Campbell Insurance also offers investment and retirement planning services, as well as business planning needs. Call today at 829-8444. Good luck, Purple Devils, from the Matthew Campbell Insurance Agency of Franklin.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi has been a part of the community, standing by you through challenging times since 1839. We want to assure you that we are prepared to assist our customers during the COVID-19 outbreak. Feel free to take advantage of our internet banking, mobile deposit, and bill pay applications available from the comfort of your home. If you have any questions, please call or stop by any branch. All branch locations will have their lobbies open for regular hours. You can also find more information at the Delaware National Bank of Delhi website at dnbd.bank. The Delaware National Bank of Delhi, standing by you through challenging times since 1839.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, we start the third quarter with a three ball from Sid Coggins. What did we say at halftime? She was going to get going, and she does. And now a jump ball is going to give the ball back to Norwich on Oneana's first possession of the second half. I'm Nate Lull. Welcome back. 7:32 to go in the third quarter, and after that three by Coggins from the right wing side, it's Norwich 37 and Oneonta 30. Actually, possession arrow will keep it, with Oneonta here. They are going left to right. They're in the blue with the white and gold trim. Norwich in the home whites tonight with the purple trim. Buzzy into the paint. Nice move here by Buzzy. Blocked out of bounds, though. It will be a foul, I believe, on Hansen. And a foul, yes, will be on Hansen. Boy, it looked pretty good from up here. But that's why I'm in the stands and not on the Zebra Crew. 7:22 to go in the third. It's Norwich 37 and Oneonta 30, and Buzzy to the line for OHS. First shot is good. Buzzy now with 5 points. Again, our leading scorers, first for Oneonta, 10 for Ange McGraw, 6 apiece for Peters and Eichler. And then on the other side for Norwich, 10 for Dewar and 9 for Morris and 8 for Hansen. And second shot is good. Therefore, Annika Buzzy, she now has 6 points. Norwich with the basketball. They go to the high post for Dewar. Down low for Evans. Into the left wing corner for Hansen. To the high post for Dewar as Norwich goes right to left. Dewar's shot's no good. Buzzy with a rebound. Scoops it up and an outlet pass to Mackie Caton. Over midcourt. Chest pass finds Hannah Johnson. Right side into the corner for Eichler for three. In and out. Rebound is loose. And we're going to have a foul on Emily Evans as Caton did a good job there. I'm going to say the foul is on the floor on Evans. With 6:55 to go here in the third. Just a good box-out position there by Mackie Caton, and Evans couldn't get around her and reached a little bit. Norwich 37, Oneonta 32. Ball inbounded but knocked out of bounds by Abby Hansen, whose older sister Taylor now plays at SUNY Geneseo and was on that great Norwich team 2 years ago that won the Section 4 title in Class B and went on to play in regionals and lose to South Jefferson. That was a great team. Mackie Caton on the inside. Second chance opportunity is good for Caton, up and in. She's been playing a good ball game tonight. Coggins back the other way. Weaves through traffic and scores, and Coggins now has 7. And it's Norwich 39, Oneonta 34. Jackets trying to return the favor here, but a traveling violation on Ava Eichler. Norwich will get it back. Again, with 6:35 to go in the third, the Purple Tornado leading 39-34. Another back-and-forth affair. Here is Hess across midcourt. Bounce pass finding Hansen left side. 2-3 zone is still here for the Jackets. It's extended. Trying to take away those threes. Coggins says, I'll take one. Fires one right-hand corner. No good. Evans with a rebound and is fouled as she puts it back up. Well, I can say it, too. That one also looked pretty clean. So a foul there on Eichler. Her third and the team's first in the third quarter. That's a tough one on Eichler. Will Coach Miller leave her in or bring her out for some protection? Evans at the line, first shot in and out here for Norwich. 6:20 to go, third quarter, live from Norwich High School tonight. Norwich girls leading Oneonta 39-34. Second shot off the back of the rim, no good. Ball is loose, picked up here by Coggins. Diving for that one, finds Margaret Dewar. For Evans on the baseline, works one back out for Hess. Long three ball, too strong. Rebound underneath by Caton. She's been tremendous on the glass tonight. 6:05 to go in the third. Caton ahead to the right side. Left side now for Hannah Johnson. Zips one for Ange McGraw. McGraw with the floater. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound Emily Evans. Outlet pass now for Mackenzie Hess. Hess in the backcourt will work one ahead for Coggins. Now leaves one off for Emily Evans at the right low block. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound Eichler. 5:45 to go in the third. Oneonta with the basketball, trailing 39-34. And here is Hannah Johnson to the high post, finding Annika Buzzy. Buzzy with a pump fake. Puts it down. Left it short. Rebound for Caton again. Turnaround shot up off the glass. Won't go. Margaret Dewar is able to grab it up. And now we'll have a jump ball as Caton, guess who, got her hands in there. Arrow's going to give it back to Norwich. Boy, Mackie Caton can't say enough about her here in this third quarter so far. 5:25 to go in the third. It's Norwich 39. Oneonta 34. They go to the high post for Margaret Dewar. Dewar had the ball stripped, and there's Ange McGraw again being crafty. McGraw in the backcourt, feeds one ahead for Mackie Caton. Caton at midcourt, floats one over to Hannah Johnson as we come up on 5 minutes to go in the third. They work one down low for Buzzy. Turnaround shot up and good. Good look from Hannah Johnson, and a good finish there by Buzzy, who now has 8 points. She's coming alive. 3-point ball game. Steal by Mackie Caton. Norwich is trying to go deep into that left-hand corner. She said no. Here's Eichler on a pass from Caton. It's good. Eichler now with eight. And it's a one-point game. Norwich 39, Oneana 38. Purple Tornado trying to push this lead back up. And a foul on the floor by Oneata. Actually, no, it's a shooting foul. And so Abby Hansen will go to the line. Foul is on Annika Buzzi, her second, team's second. So far in the third quarter, both teams have two fouls apiece. 4:43 to go in the third. And here is Abby Hansen at the charity stripe. First shot for her, in and out. Foul shots are going to become very, very important if this game stays this close. Norwich girls with a one-point lead, 39-38. So Hansen settling in. At the line, shot is up and good for Abby Hansen. She has 4 points. And it's Norwich 40, Oneana 38. 4:40 to go, third quarter. In the backcourt, here's Ange McGraw, splits the press, and is able to work one ahead for Buzzy. Buzzy tries to take it right to the rim, and a little granny shot up and under, and she gets it to go. Buzzy now with 10 points. We are tied at 40 with 4:25 to go in the third. Here is Hess. A little bounce pass to Margaret Dewar. Takes it to the rim. Good aggression there. Wouldn't go. Hannah Johnson a rebound. Johnson tries the home run pass. Great pass ahead for McGraw, and she finishes. Ange McGraw with 12. Timeout Norwich. Heck of a look there from Johnson to find a streaking McGraw, and Oneana takes the lead 42-40 with 4:15 to go in the third. We'll be right back on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online, nycm.com.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. 4:15 to go in the third. Oneana girls leading Norwich 42-40. A great game so far. I mentioned the Sherman family before in Cooperstown. I want to give a shout-out to them again. And Matt's company, Matt Sherman's company, the Leather Stocking Group, they are a proud sponsor of the Nate Lowell Podcast. Always appreciate their support. They are your registered mortgage brokers. You can call them today at 547-5007. So the Leather Stocking Group, your registered mortgage brokers. 42-40 is the score. Oneata. The girls have been behind by 10. They've gotten into a hole a couple other times, around 6. And each time they've been able to find their way back out of it. Well, let's see what Norwich can do now after this timeout. Here is Hess across midcourt, finding Coggins. Little give and go. Coggins to the right side as Norwich goes right to left. They'll work one back up to Hess. Now back to Coggins. Steps back for a deep three and hits it. Sid Coggins now into double figures with 10. Big time shot there. Norwich 43, Oneana 42 with 3:50 to go in the third. To the high post for Buzzy. Buzzy wants to take it herself. Muscles her way in. No good. And the rebound to Emily Evans. Now across the midcourt for Mackenzie Hess. Slows it down a little bit. Pumps the brakes. Hess to the high post for Dewar. Dewar with that good move. Won't go. Did everything but finish there. Buzzy with the rebound ahead now for McGraw. 3.5 to go in the third. Norwich clinging to a one-point lead, 43-42. Johnson into the corner now for Eichler. Steps back for three. It's an air ball, but rebound to guess who? Mackie Caton. Left-handed layup won't go, but she's fouled and will head to the line with 3:20 to go in the third. Mackie Caton is just playing a fantastic game here tonight. Only 4 points. I wish I'd been keeping track of my rebounds like I normally do. Sometimes it's too hard on the radio. I'm just not that good, folks. So, but Caton has been tremendous. I can't wait to see the post-game stats on that. Caton's first shot. Oh, there's the broadcaster's curse right there. Won't go. Off the back of the rim. 3:20 to go in the third. And Oneana down by a point. 43-42. Caton steps in. Second shot from the line here. And this one is good. Mackie Caton now with 5. Boy, I've said it a few times. With no fans at these games, when there's a foul shot and I'm on the radio, I feel like I'm screaming. I don't want to distract the people at the line. It's so quiet in these gyms. There's a little more energy in this gym tonight than some of the other ones I've been in, but Yeah, it can be very, very quiet during foul shots especially. We're tied at 43 with 3:10 to go in the third. Norwich with the ball. Here's Maddie Morris, left wing side. Floats one across for Coggins. Now back to Hess. Hess looking for options. Finds Morris on the left wing side for three. Too strong. Rebound for Yulia Johnson. Ahead now for Eichler at midcourt with 2:55 to go in the third. Now to Buzzy. Buzzy bulls her way inside. Put the floater up. It died on the front of the rim. No good. Rebound out of bounds. Stays with the Jackets with 2:50 to go in the third. Tied at 43 apiece. Great ball game here between the Purple Tornado and the Lady Jackets. Mackie Caton looks to get it in. It's knocked away by Mackenzie Hess, sprinting into the backcourt. And Ange McGraw is just able to get back there and save it in time for Oneata. Eichler in the backcourt, now into the frontcourt for Oneata. Kicks one out for Caton. Pump fakes on a three. Now we'll slow it down. 15 on the shot clock for the Jackets. Here's Yulia Johnson, right side. Goes to the high post for Buzzy. Spin move to the left. Tries to go out to Eichler. Was it tipped? No, it wasn't. Thrown away there by Buzzy. And back to Oneata with 2.5 to go in the third. Tied at 43. Here is Mackenzie Hess in the backcourt. Goes to Morris on the left wing side. Margaret Dewar on the bench now, getting a little breather for Norwich. So Emily Evans goes to the high post. Tipped away there. Good defense by Eichler. Eichler comes out of the fray with it. Down the right wing side of the floor and a bounce pass for Yulia Johnson. To the high post for Buzzy. Buzzy, left-handed move, takes it to the rim and scores. Annika Buzzy now with 12 points. And Oneata leads 45-43 with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here tonight at Norwich High School, Emily Evans splits the defense up and in. Evans has 10 points. Boy, both these teams just balance scoring across the board here tonight. Minute 45 to go in the third. We're tied at 45 apiece. Left wing side for Mackie Caton. Caton trying to avoid a trap over on that left side of the floor as the Jackets go left to right. Inside for Buzzy. Back out for Caton. Again on the left wing. Finding a wide open Eichler. Step back long. Three. No good. Off the back of the rim. Rebound loose. Out of bounds. And it's going to stay with Oneata. Good look there from Eichler. She just put a little bit too much hot sauce on that one. 1:28 to go in the third. We're tied at 45. Coggins to the bench and Hansen comes in. Ange McGraw with the basketball, floats one in, finds Mackie Caton. She's in the purple paint, tosses one up and scores. Mackie Caton now with 7 points, and it's Oneata back with a two-point lead, 47-45. Hess to the left side for Morris, goes to the high post for Evans. Over to Hansen, three ball, in and out, rebound for Buzzy. Boy, that one was halfway down, but it wouldn't flush. Back up the right side of the floor here for Johnson. Johnson kicks one out for McGraw. Foot on the line for a long two. No good. Evans skies for a rebound and windexes the glass. Back across midcourt in the Purple Tornado logo for Hess. Now to Hansen. 55 seconds to go in the third. Maddie Morris, a pump fake, takes it to the rim and scores. Morris into double figures with 11. We're tied up at 47 apiece with 40 seconds to go in the third. McGraw trots across midcourt now. Oneata going left to right. Floats one to Buzzy at the high post. Buzzy pump fakes, goes left again, wants to take it to the interior, and is fouled with 34 seconds to go in the third. Let's see who this foul is going to be on for Norwich. Could have been on one of two players. Going to be on Hansen, her third, team's fourth. Maddie Morris will check out of the game. Devin Flanagan will check in now for Norwich with 34 seconds to go in the third. Flanagan, the lone freshman on this Norwich team. Buzzy to the line. Her first shot is good. Buzzy with 13. I think she had three at halftime. She's come out and really played well here in this third quarter. 34 seconds to go in the third. Oneata leading by a point. And second shot for Buzzy. Nothing but net. Buzzy has 14. Oneata 49. Norwich 47 with 34 seconds to go in the third. Dewar comes back in and Evans to the bench. And so Norwich in the backcourt now. We'll look to work it across midcourt. 30 seconds to go in the third. Oneata ahead, 49-47. Norwich inside. Dewar finds Cameron Van Houten for her first bucket of the game. We're tied at 49 apiece. 20 seconds to go in the third. Hannah Johnson across midcourt. They go to Yules Johnson down low for McGraw. On the right low block, finds a streaking Buzzy inside, and she scores. Buzzy with 16. 8 seconds to go in the third. Oneata 51, Norwich 49. Here's Hess across midcourt. Goes to Flanagan. To the interior for Dewar, and it's knocked away. Three quarters in the books. Oneata 51, Norwich 49. It's going to be an exciting fourth quarter coming up on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back as we start the fourth quarter. Oneonta 51, Norwich 49. Left side of the floor now for Mackenzie Hess as Norwich goes right to left. I'm going to give you an update on that Oneonta-Norwich boys game, which has turned into a barn burner over there at OHS. We'll give you an update on that in a minute. Norwich throws the ball away here, so Oneonta is going to get it back early in the fourth quarter with the Jackets leading on the road here at Norwich tonight, 51-49. Trying to answer as many questions online as I can. A lot of people are looking for the video feed of this game now. As the Jackets have the ball on the right side of the floor. And a 51-49 lead with 7:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Buzzy at the right elbow, wants to take it down low, goes to the far side now for Ava Eichler for three. It's a knuckleball, hit the side of the rim, ball loose on the floor. Jump ball is going to keep it with OHS with 7:10 to go in the fourth. Actually, no, it's going to be Norwich ball. Excuse me, they hadn't switched the arrow there, so the arrow is going to give it to Norwich. With 7:10 to go in the fourth, Jackets leading at 51-49. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining me here tonight on CDO and WCDOSports.com. Our web stream courtesy of SFCU. Evans tries a home run pass along the baseline, zips it over the head of Sid Coggins out of bounds, and back to Oneonta with 7:02 to go in the fourth. So the Jackets were down as many as 10. They've come back in this game, and ever since then it's kind of been a seesaw back and forth between these two. Oneonta with the basketball. They'll go to the high post. Peters on the right side steps in, wants a three, and hits it. Peters with her third three of the game. She has 9 points, and it's 54-49. Oneonta with a five-point lead here in the fourth quarter on the road. 6:40 to go in the fourth. Can Norwich climb out of this hole? They were down six early, and they were able to zip right back in this game, but now the clock in just a couple of minutes will really start to become a factor here in this game, so any sort of a lead would be nice for either of these teams. It's been close throughout. 6:35 to go in the fourth. Here is Hansen. Wants to go to Hess on the right side. Steps back. Oh, in and out. Halfway down, it wouldn't go. Ball loose on the floor. Buzzy comes up with it. Hess almost buried that one for Norwich. Peters now back up the floor. Slows it down. Goes to Hannah Johnson. Now to the high post for Buzzy. Buzzy, one-on-one against Evans. Works it down low. Back out. Straightaway three for Johnson. Hits it. Huge three there for Hannah Johnson. Her first points of the game. Oneonta leads 57-49. Here's Coggins inside for Dewar. Gets the bucket and she's fouled. Dewar now with 12 points. That makes it 57-51 with 6:07 to go in the fourth quarter. Huge three down on this end by Hannah Johnson. Ice in her veins, and then Dewar was able to answer right back, looking for a three-point play of her own at the line. So Dewar settles in. Her foul shot is good. Margaret Dewar now with 13 points, and that makes it 57-52. Oneonta girls on top of Norwich. 6:07 to go in the fourth. We'll have that boys update when we come back here on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. Our score here is Oneonta 57, Norwich 52 in the girls' game with 6:07 to go in the fourth. Oneonta boys have been up for most of that game. Again, thanks to my friend Joe Harmer for passing along these updates. Oneonta boys are up 49-46 with 5 seconds to go in that game. That game's at OHS, Norwich ball, and they've called a timeout. Norwich, kudos to them. They crawled back in that game. They were down 10 with 3 minutes to go. They came all the way back and got it down to a one-point ball game. I guess Carter Mackey had a dunk with 10 seconds left. That sounds like a heck of a ball game, too. Always good when Oneonta and Norwich get together. And they're going to do it again tomorrow night. The girls will be at Oneonta. The boys will be here. So back-to-back nights of Oneonta and Norwich. You got to love that. 6:07 to go in the fourth. Oneonta leading 57-52 here. Ball is stolen away by Margaret Dewar at midcourt. She's able to roll one over to Sid Coggins. Now back to Hess. Fires one into the corner now for Emily Evans. Across for Coggins. Now back up top. Tipped away there by Ava Eichler. Hess is able to track it down in the backcourt. Hess on the right side. Dribbles into the corner. She's got to be careful of that trap over there. Picked up her dribble in a tough spot. Gets it off to Evans. 15 on the shot clock. Back to Hess. Pulls it inside and traveled. She was going to pull up for the jumper and then thought better of it. Tried to get to the rim, but the Zebra crew caught her on that one. 5:40 to go in the fourth. Oneonta 57, Norwich 52. Still a world of time left in this game. We'll keep an eye on that boys game as well. I know everybody's always excited when it's Oneonta-Norwich. They want to know those score updates. Oneonta breaks the press here with Ange McGraw. Mackie Caton, left wing corner. Shot won't go. Abby Hansen with a long rebound. Hansen will find the point guard, Mackenzie Hess, across midcourt with 5:25 to go in the fourth. Hansen finds Hess, now to Margaret Dewar. Passes down low for Evans, out for Coggins. Big three here, buries it. The senior, Sid Coggins, now with 13. Back to a two-point game. Oneonta 57, Norwich 55. Long pass ahead for Caton. She's fouled by Mackenzie Hess. And Caton's going to go to the line with 5:09 to go in the fourth. Mackie Caton has played out of her mind here tonight. Oneonta does hold on to win the boys, 49-46 over Norwich. Again, that was a 10-point game with 3 minutes to go. Norwich came all the way back, but Oneonta wins. The boys' game, that is. The girls' game still happening here tonight in Norwich as Mackie Caton heads to the line. Big thank you to Joe for sending me those updates. Joe Harmer does a lot of great local photography, and I know he would be at one of these games tonight if he could be. That's for sure. He's a great fan of all local sports. 5:10 to go in the fourth. Two-point ball game. Caton missed the first foul shot but hit the second. So she goes one out of two. She's got 8 points. Oneonta 58, Norwich 55 here in this girls' game with 5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Here's Hess at the top of the key. Finds Coggins. Down low for Emily Evans. Back out for Coggins. Wants another three. Too strong this time. Evans with a rebound. Kicks one back out. Finds Coggins again for a long two, partially blocked. Evans finds the loose ball, puts it up, it won't go. Knocked out of bounds, it's going to go back to Oneonta. Wow, what a series there. Some good-looking shots by Coggins. Hard-hustling rebounding by Evans. Fighting one-on-one with Buzzy. What a battle between those two. 4:45 to go in the fourth. Three-point lead for the Jackets, 58-55. Eichler on the baseline. Eichler works one back out to Johnson to Buzzy at the high post. Buzzy stops, goes back out to Johnson, three ball, in and out, rebound for Emily Evans. Works her way out of the mud pit there in the paint and finds Mackenzie Hess with 4:20 to go in the fourth. Three-point lead for the Oneonta girls over Norwich. Hess thought about an NBA range three but didn't pull the trigger. Now to the high post for Dewar, down low for Evans, pump fakes, puts it up, and is fouled. Could not get the right-handed layup to go, but Emily Evans will head to the line. Evans has got her one hand taped up pretty good. I know she has an injury, but you're not going to stop a girl like Emily Evans, that's for sure. She is super tough. and go one-on-one with Buzzy. What a battle there tonight. Emily Evans' first shot at the line is good. She has 11 points. Makes it 58-56. Oneonta girls on top by two. Evans' second shot is good. Evans has 12 points. So Norwich has come back from the dead again. It's a one-point ball game, 58-57. Oneonta breaks the press. Here's Mackie Caton, right-handed layup, no good. Rebound to Buzzy. She puts it up. That won't go. Dewar is able to tip a rebound to herself. Three on two for Norwich if they can hurry. Zips one ahead here for Mackenzie Hess. Works it inside, and she's fouled. And Hess is going to go to the line with 3:57 to go in the fourth. Oneonta 58, Norwich 57. And Hess to the line. Hess has been quiet on the score sheet tonight, only 2 points. But these would be big right here for the Purple Tornado. Hess had 6 threes the other night. I think that was when they played Green. She was tremendous. Hess's first shot won't go. If you're a Norwich fan, you're saying, come on, Mackenzie, just make this one. Tie this game up with 3:57 to go in the fourth. Oneonta's sending all the voodoo at her instead. Second shot here for Hess is good. Rolls around the rim and goes down. So Hess now with 3 points. 58-58. Oh, almost a steal there by Coggins. She was right on the line but stepped out. 3:56 to go. Again, we're tied at 58. That pressure is still coming. This is where Norwich tries to make it pay off. Can Oneonta handle it and break it? They've done a great job tonight with it. They'll throw one away, but we're going to have a foul at midcourt. Coach Bennett's about to come unglued there. He doesn't like that call with 3:50 to go in the fourth. Evans gets her second foul there. And it's going to be the team's second. Team foul situation, Oneonta with three, Norwich with two. We're tied at 58 apiece, 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter. They go to Buzzy at the high post. They called Evans for just getting tied up with Buzzy at midcourt. In the meantime, Hannah Johnson for three from downtown. Straight away and nails it to make it 61-58. Huge three there. Hess is trying to answer right back for Norwich. Died on the back of the rim and wouldn't go down. It was a brick. And Oneonta with a rebound. Johnson ahead now for Mackie Caton. 3:25 to go in the fourth. Oneonta girls leading 61-58. Left side now for Hannah Johnson. On the baseline for Ange McGraw. Puts it up. It just won't go. McGraw a rebound. Over to Eichler. Eichler in the paint. Out for Hannah Johnson. Pump fakes. Goes back to Eichler in the corner left side. And she's fouled with 3:09 to go. Oneonta 61 and Norwich 58. Foul's going to be on, let's see, Margaret Dewar. Her second. Team's third. So in terms of the foul shot situation, both teams, team fouls, three apiece. With 3:10 to go. Oneonta leading by three, 61-58. Big possession here for the Jackets. Can they push this lead up a little bit more? Inbound to Mackie Caton. Inside, bucket is good for Mackie Caton, and she's got 10. Wow, what a game. Oneonta 63, Norwich 58. Top of the key for Mackenzie Hess. Now they go to Abby Hansen. Now back out to Hess. Hess finds Hansen, pump fakes, baseline drive, and it's tipped away. A steal here by Oneonta. Quickly in transition. Here's Ange McGraw. The spin move. Tosses it up. It won't go. Margaret Dewar with a rebound. Outlet pass here for Mackenzie Hess. Streaking down is Emily Evans. Lays it up and it won't go. She missed the right-handed layup with 2:35 to go. Norwich can't get back on defense. Ange McGraw right-handed layup. That's off the mark. Norwich with a rebound. It's a track meet, folks. 2:25 to go. Here's Dewar back down the floor. Her shot is off the mark. And a rebound for Hannah Johnson. 2:20 to go. Still Oneonta 63, Norwich 58. And Buzzy's finally going to say, all right, let's slow it down here. And a timeout's taken by Oneonta. 2:14 to go in the fourth. The Lady Jackets of Oneonta leading Norwich 63-58 here on the road. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. The little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturdays 8 to 1.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
2:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Oneonta 63, Norwich 58 here in this girls' contest. They'll play again tomorrow night, but still a lot to be decided here in the next 2:14. Oneonta has played very well, very balanced scoring. 16 for Buzzy, 12 for McGraw, 10 for Caton, 9 for Peters, 8 for Eichler, and 6 for Johnson. Same thing for Norwich on their side. 13 apiece for Coggins and Dewar, 12 for Evans, and 11 for Maddie Morris. Oneonta has the ball with 2:14 to go in the fourth quarter. Can Norwich get a steal here, or can Oneonta get a bucket that would go a long, long way? Here is Eichler at the top of the key. 2 minutes to go. Norwich trying to get a steal here. Oneonta trying to hang on this possession, and boy, Hannah Johnson tried to throw that ball into the corner, and it just bounced off the head there of Mackenzie Hess. We'll hope she's okay with a minute 57 to go in the fourth quarter. Hess slowly working her way back up. Just an inadvertent play there as Johnson was trying to find a streaking player, and it just bopped her in the side of the head there. We'll hope she's okay. Hess appears to be all right. She's going to walk over to see Coach Bennett here. I'm not sure if she technically has to sub out here. I think she's going to. Maddie Morris is going to come in with a minute 57 to go. We'll see if she comes back in or not. And we'll hope that she's okay. Oneonta 63, Norwich 58. And so Hannah Johnson will be doing the inbounding duties. Ange McGraw actually now will come over to inbound it. Finds Hannah Johnson, a minute 57 to go. Oneonta 63, Norwich 58. Here is Johnson with a bounce pass. Finds Eichler. Eichler to the high post. Finds Buzzy. Buzzy tries to split two defenders. Norwich wanted a walk. They're not going to get it. Minute 40 to go, and now the shot clock goes off. Even I wasn't paying attention on that one, and neither was Oneonta. They didn't get a shot off. And a minute 40 to go in the fourth quarter. That's where the crowd always helps me. They're counting down 3, 2, no crowd here. Wow. Coggins is going to come out, and Mackenzie Hess is going to come back in. She's going to gut this one out. Good for her. Minute 40 to go in the fourth. Oneonta 63, Norwich 58. Purple Tornado need a bucket on this possession. Coggins actually did stay in the game, and Morris went over to the bench. Here's Emily Evans finding Abby Hansen in the corner. Almost got tied up. They get it to Hess. Hess dribble drive right side. Finds Coggins in the corner for a three. No, it was a knuckleball, and Buzzy with a rebound. Minute 20 to go. Norwich got a good look, but it wouldn't go. Eichler, a pass ahead here for Mackie Caton, wants to pull it back out, and she's fouled by Mackenzie Hess with a minute 13 to go in the fourth. Oneonta 63 and Norwich 58. And Oneonta has Norwich on the ropes right now here on the road. And Ange McGraw will look to get it in. McGraw on the sideline will find Ava Eichler with a minute 10 to go. They're going to try to double-team her up near midcourt. Eichler trying to waste some time here as we come up on a minute to go. There it is, a minute to go on the clock. They'll pass one down low for Ange McGraw. Back out to Mackie Caton. And now to Eichler. 13 on the shot clock, 55 on the game clock. And Oneonta is doing a great job of just working this ball around, and now a foul by Sid Coggins with 50 seconds to go on Ava Eichler. And so this will be the fifth team foul on Norwich, second here on Coggins. And so Eichler's going to go to the line. And again, we've said it before, she has that great shot from the line. First shot for Ava, in and out. Oof. I was trying to avoid the broadcaster's curse. I really was, folks. I didn't want to say anything. Eichler is going to step in for shot number two. It's Oneonta 63, Norwich 58, 50 seconds left, and Eichler goes 0 for 2. That is unheard of, folks. 45 seconds to go here in the fourth. Norwich quickly back down the floor. They find Mackenzie Hess. Hess dribbles through. It was partially blocked there by Buzzy, and it was clean, and Oneonta comes away with it, and now a foul here on Buzzy. She was fouled, and we'll see who it's on. This is going to be on Hess, her fifth. And so Hess will go to the bench. Maddie Morris will come back in with 37 seconds left. And Buzzy's going to go to the line for Oneonta. and this could be huge for Oneonta. They might be able to put it away here. Buzzy, no. No good. Still a five-point game. Buzzy waiting for the second shot here. Norwich has really not had a good look the last couple of possessions. Buzzy's second shot is good. Buzzy now with 17. Norwich quickly back down the floor. They trail 64-58. To the far side now for Hansen. On the baseline for Evans, and she stepped out of bounds. 30 seconds left. And Oneonta is in control. A timeout's going to be taken here by the Jackets. We'll step away. Oneonta girls trying to pull it off here tonight on the road. They lead Norwich 64-58. We'll be right back on WCDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. 30 seconds to go. Here in the fourth quarter, Oneonta girls leading 64-58 over Norwich on the road. No matter what happens, stay tuned for our postgame show. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose coming up. And there are a lot of candidates for our awards tonight. Our sponsors, NBT Bank, Morabito Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. So 30 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Oneonta 64, Norwich 58. It would take a small miracle here for Norwich. They would need to get a steal right away, maybe at least a bucket here within the next couple of seconds, I would say. They'll work it into Buzzy. She's fouled by Dewar. Less than a half a second ticks off the clock, and so now it's going to come down to foul shooting here for the Jackets. Third foul on Margaret Dewar. And so Buzzy will step in. First shot at the line for Buzzy is good. She has had a heck of a second half. 18 points total, 15 in the second half. She's always a beast on the boards. Buzzy's second shot good. Buzzy now with 19. And here comes Coggins back up the floor. OHS leading Norwich 66-58. Here's Hansen for three. Left it short. Evans the rebound. Puts it up and in. Evans now with 14. And it's 66-60 with 20 seconds to go. Timeout here is taken by Norwich. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. Again, the Jackets lead 66-60. We'll be right back on CDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, no matter how this game turns out here tonight, folks, Nate Law with you on CDO. It's been a great game. Oneonta girls leading 66-60 over Norwich with 20 seconds left. They'll do it all again tomorrow as the Norwich girls will head over to Oneonta to play. And that'll be round two. So I will not be there tomorrow. Tomorrow night, I will have the Unitigo boys at Sydney, a 6:45 tip. That'll be the first game of the year for Sydney boys. Sydney boys and girls have not played a game yet, so want to get over there. Always love that Unitigo-Sydney rivalry. That is a bread-and-butter type of game for CDL fans, that's for sure. So we'll have that game for you tomorrow night. 20 seconds to go in the fourth. Oneonta trying to get the ball in against this full-court pressure. Ava Eichler with it. She is double-teamed and now fouled with 16 seconds to go. And so Eichler is going to take the long walk down the floor. And that's probably the one person you don't want to foul here on this Oneonta team. Although she just missed the last two when they put her on the line not too long ago. But again, Ava's one of those players that most of the time at the line is going to be automatic. And in this quiet gym, maybe she can hear me say that. So Ava, first shot is up and good. She's got 9. Second shot coming, and the Jackets lead by 7 with 16 seconds left, 67-60. So Eichler steps in for her second shot is good. She has 10. And 15 seconds left. Norwich down by 8, 68-60. They're going to have to hurry. Here's Maddie Morris down low, finding Emily Evans. Back out for Coggins with 6 seconds left. Coggins for three, no good. Rebound, Mackie Caton. 2 seconds left. She's fouled. We're going to have a jump ball. It's going to go back to Oneana. The OHS girls are going to win this ball game here tonight. They just got to get the ball inbounds. They get it into Buzzy, and that'll do it. 68-60. OHS down 10 points at one point. Came all the way back, and they earn a road victory here tonight against Norwich. They'll do it all again tomorrow night. But stay tuned. We'll have our scoring summary and our postgame awards coming up here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
From the smallest moments to the biggest milestones, life is filled with triumphs, changes, and challenges. And no matter where you are in your life, you can count on NBT Bank to support you every step of the way. With a wide range of products and easy-to-use digital tools, all with friendly, local teams to help you make the most of them. So live confidently and look forward to what's next, knowing that NBT Bank is here to help you focus on what matters. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back one last time inside Norwich High School. Our final score tonight, the Oneonta girls defeating Norwich 68-60. And I got to say, big, big win tonight for the Jackets. This was a very well-played game by both sides. I think tomorrow that game is going to be even better now. Norwich is going to be fired up. Oneonta is going to want to try to defend this victory here tonight. I mean, just a wonderful game here tonight. This is the best game I've seen so far in this this shortened season. Kudos to both these teams. Here's our scoring summary tonight. First for Norwich on the losing side, a team-high 14 points from Emily Evans, 13 apiece from Margaret Dewar and Sid Coggins, 11 from Maddie Morris, 4 from Abby Hansen, 3 from Mackenzie Hess, 2 from Cameron Van Houten. On the other side for Oneonta, Annika Buzzy was huge, 19 points tonight for her. That's a game high. And then 12 from Ange McGraw, 10 apiece from Mackie Caton and Ava Eichler, 9 from Emma Peters. Those 3 threes for Peters, didn't talk enough about that. That was absolutely huge tonight. Hannah Johnson with her 2 three-pointers in the second half, those were absolute daggers. And then 2 points for Yulia Johnson. So 6 for Johnson for Hannah and 2 for Yules. So big win here tonight for Oneonta. I thought they handled the press very, very well. I mean, Norwich threw everything at them here tonight, and boy, it's going to fire Norwich up tomorrow, that's for sure. I can't wait to talk to Coach Miller and talk to Coach Bennett. They're going to be have some interesting chats here tonight, that's for sure. let's give our 3 awards here tonight. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award is brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. I'm going to give this to Annika Buzzy tonight, a game-high 19 points. I just thought she was tremendous, as she always is. Just so smooth, so easygoing out there. Cool, calm, and collected. So we'll give Annika Buzzy from Oneonta our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I'm going to give this one tonight. Oh, boy, this is a tough, tough call. I'm going to go Emily Evans tonight from Norwich. I thought she was tremendous on the inside. Wrestling, scrapping, rebounds, does a little bit of everything. So we'll give Emily Evans from Norwich tonight our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. I'm excited for this one. The ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I'm going Mackie Caton tonight. I thought she played out of her gourd here tonight. She was tremendous. 10 points. She had to have a double-double. She was tremendous on the boards. Can't wait to get the stats from Coach Miller on that. So Mackie Caton is our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award winner. She was tremendous. All right, that's going to do it. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our WCDO studios. He's our in-game producer. Tomorrow night, 6:45, we'll be having Unitigo Boys at Sydney. Join us about 10 minutes early for the Butler Auto pregame show. If you are interested and you want to watch the Oneonta YouTube feed, they are great with their YouTube channel there at OHS. So we'll have Norwich Girls at Oneonta. That'll be on YouTube tomorrow at OHS if you want to watch the rematch of tonight's game. So again, tomorrow I'll be at Sydney, Unitigo Boys at Sydney. Then I'll have Delhi Girls at Franklin on Thursday. So that's the next two games. And then Edmiston Boys at GMU on Friday. And I think I'll be back here on Saturday when the Delhi Girls come to town to take on Norwich. Let's do it. Let's do it on the radio. Does that sound good, Jim? I'm sorry. I just ruined our Saturday night, but that's my plan. I think that'll be a good game, too. So 6 o'clock on Saturday, Delhi Girls at Norwich. Again, our final score here tonight, Oneonta Girls 68, Norwich 60. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll see you tomorrow night in Sydney, folks. Have a great night from CDL Sports.
Your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.